Physicists named Ray McIntyre rediscovered a method first discovered by Carl Munters, an inventor from Sweden. You knew that, right? Yeah, I looked it up. Anyway, old Ray found a way to make large quantities of extrudent polystyrene in a closed-cell foam form that was resistant to moisture. But you and I know what that styrofoam wish reminds me tonight on my way home. I need to hit the quick sack, and for $5 I got myself a portable box I can fill with ice and keep all my natty lights nice and cold. You gotta love styrofoam. You can cram it down in your flower pots, get it in peanut form, and fill up a box so that the crappy ashtray that your kid made in class to send to grandpappy don't get cracked along the way. Hey, it's also used to make wraps for the U.S. military. I'm for anything that supports the U.S. military. Thousands of usages, all kinds of stuff. And that includes 44-ounce cups. Styrofoam! Top it off a brown liquor. Now I'll walk down Main Street and catch me a buzz right up underneath the nose of the fuzz. Cause the styrofoam, you gotta love styrofoam. I know I do. Some folks say, hey, what about Mother Nature? It decomposes so slow. I'm no scientist, all I know is this beer I'm drinking is so cold, thanks to styrofoam, styrofoam, styrofoam. So thank you, Ray McIntyre. Thank you, Carl Munters. And thanks, Steve. The guy at the quick sack.